The controversy over so-called top-ups to senior hospital staff shows no sign of dimming, with the latest revelations centering on the Central Remedial Clinic. It's now emerged that five senior staff at the clinic are still in receipt of salary top-ups from an associated charity, Friends and Supporters of the Central Remedial Clinic. It's also been reported that the charity gave the CRC an interest-free loan to help prop up its pension fund. There have been calls for a government inquiry into the affair, and we'll have more on that later on in the programme. First, though, let's talk to Lorraine Dempsey, who's chair of the Special Needs Parents Association, and many of the people they support use the CRC. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Rachel.
How have your members been reacting to the news of the past few days?
Fairly harshly, actually. I mean, the fact that the CRC, that these funds are used for to provide state-of-the-art facilities. One parent just said, they might be state-of-the-art facilities, but they have skeleton staff, and they're queuing for services. They're queuing for seating appointments for quite lengthy times. You know, this is what happens when we have a historical outsourcing of services by consecutive governments. And the true cost of delivering these services goes way beyond what the HSC budgets provide. So they do rely on fundraising to supplement that development. And, you know, the CRC's fundraising arm would say that they do have an annual shortfall. It has to be made up through voluntary donations and fundraising. But what they do state is that they're fundraising to enable it to continue providing the standard of care and services that its clients need and value so greatly. Now, the clients are our children, and they do value it greatly, but where you have extensive waiting lists for those services, we'd be looking at therapeutic services like speech and language, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, specialist seating, and indeed they actually have a gait analysis laboratory up there, which is world class, but you know, where clients actually have to wait for those, parents are really disgusted at the moment to find out that there's been $3 million topped up to a pension fund, that you have, you know, management getting top-ups on top of their base salary that's been allocated by the HSC. But, you know, when we look at the HSC, they've known for 4 years about these top-up payments. Now, on one hand, you know, we have service providers who've been taken to the Labour Relations Court by staff over agreements that these disability sector services said that they couldn't fund any increases to staff payments or increments that may have been promised prior to the economic breakdown. So on one hand, you have staff who, they're not working for nothing, you know, they are salaried and they have their own employment rights. And on the other hand, you have services that are caught with reducing budgets that do have high staff costs. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's actually the children that are caught in the middle. I mean, the caveat to all of this is that we're only now taking out the magnifying glass and asking, where does the money really go, and how much of that do people donate in good faith actually goes directly to benefiting adults and children with disabilities who at the end of the day have little legal rights themselves to access those essential services. And we're at the mercy of decisions, budgetary decisions at government level, and then budgetary decisions which in each voluntary organisation operating in the disability sector. And we've had so little oversight in this whole area that, you know, we're just tipping the surface of this now. For parents, they just want to know that their children will get essential therapeutic services, and they're just not getting it at the moment.
You were talking there about the extent to which people with disabilities have to rely on charity fundraising. Are you worried that those fundraising efforts will be affected by this controversy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I already know of parents who are connected with the CRC who would have been involved in fundraising through their annual Santa Bear appeal, which would be one of the main fundraising events for the CRC every year. And they're now pulling the plug on their support for this because they're looking at their own family's financial situation, as indeed, you know, we all are in these times. And they're now prioritising, is it a top-up to CEO salary, or is it looking after their own family? And that's unfortunate because there are costs that aren't covered through HSC agreements with these services. They do provide more than just therapeutic interventions. You know, there are additional services such as, you know, training for parents, talks for parents, you know, special groups for children, that particularly younger children during the week, you know, early intervention programs on a social level for children that wouldn't necessarily be covered through any HSE agreement plan. So there are additional benefits that are provided through fundraising, and in the CRC's own statement, you know, they do outline their whole capital buildings program. But again, you know, parents who are in those services, particularly in other areas outside of Dublin, you know, they're seeing these amazing buildings, but they're just not getting access to the therapeutic interventions in those buildings, and they're on long waiting lists, and they just don't see the point of having, you know, these wide open, well-designed buildings when there's just not the staff in there to provide the services.
Listen, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That was Lorraine Dempsey, Chair of the Special Needs Parents Association, and as I said, we'll have more on this later on in the programme.